Hey there, beautiful brains. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast, back with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. You know that feeling when you're staring at a blank page, a half-finished project, or even just your reflection in the mirror, and your inner critic starts spitting out a relentless stream of negativity? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the messy world of perfectionism and self-criticism, two sneaky little gremlins that love to hijack our thoughts and leave us feeling inadequate. But guess what? We're going to kick those gremlins to the curb. By understanding how these thought patterns work and embracing a more compassionate approach towards ourselves, we can reclaim our power and unleash the amazing potential within each of us. Firstly, let's acknowledge that perfectionism isn't about striving for excellence, it's about setting impossible standards, creating unnecessary pressure, and ultimately hindering our growth. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how focusing on being perfect often leads to procrastination, anxiety, or even giving up altogether? You know those classic ADHD symptoms amplified by the internal critic? It's a vicious cycle, but we can break free. Secondly, self-criticism is like that harsh voice in your head constantly reminding you of your perceived flaws. Ever felt like you're playing a mental game of what if, or replaying embarrassing moments on repeat? That's your inner critic at work, and it's designed to keep you small and safe, but guess what? It's also preventing you from showing up authentically in the world. Thirdly, embracing imperfection is not about being sloppy or settling for less, it's about recognizing that we are human, flawed, beautiful, and constantly evolving. It's about celebrating our progress, learning from our mistakes, and acknowledging that done is often better than perfect. Think of it like this. Your creative projects, your relationships, even your personal growth journey, they all benefit from being authentically you, not a manufactured version striving for some unattainable ideal. Fourthly, practicing self-compassion is essential. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. When those critical thoughts arise, pause and ask yourself, would I say this to my best friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and forgiveness just as you are. And lastly, remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks, challenges, and moments when self-doubt creeps in. That's okay. It's part of the process. Instead of getting bogged down by those negative thoughts, focus on your strengths, celebrate your victories, no matter how small they may seem, and keep moving forward with courage and grace. Let me share a quick example. Remember that time you tried baking a cake, but it ended up looking more like a volcanic eruption? We've all been there. Instead of berating yourself for the failed outcome, try acknowledging the effort, learning from what didn't work, and maybe even having a good laugh about the disaster. Sometimes those so-called failures can lead to some pretty delicious insights. So, my beautiful, brilliant ADHD brains, remember this. Perfectionism is a myth, self-criticism is a liar, and you are perfectly imperfect. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your uniqueness, and never stop chasing your dreams. Because when we let go of the need to be perfect, we unlock our true potential and create a life filled with joy, authenticity, and endless possibilities. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, letting me know what resonated with you the most. And join me every day as we explore the magical world of ADHD through a spiritual lens together. We can create a beautiful revolution of self-acceptance and empowered living. See you tomorrow for another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.